Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q3 and nine months ended FY 2024 conference call of Deep Industries Limited. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. We have with us Mr. Paras Savla, MD and CEO, and Mr. Rohan Shah, Finance Director and CFO. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Paras Savla. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining Deep Industries Quarter 3 and nine months FY 2024 earnings conference call. I hope you would have had the opportunity to review our earnings presentation and financial results posted on our website and stock exchanges. We are pleased to announce that the first nine months of FY 2024 have been characterized by robust financial and operational achievements. Our strategic focus has resulted in substantial growth in both financial and operational performance, surpassing the results of the corresponding period last year. Allow me to highlight some key points from this quarter. Deep's order book continues to grow steadily, reaching rupees 1,200 crore, which marks a 23% year-on-year increase. This marks the 11th consecutive quarter of record growth in our order book. This is further supported by a strong bidding pipeline of around 500 crore plus, with an increasing trend. We are excited to share that we have secured significant orders totaling INR 97 crore from ONGC and Vedanta in this quarter, among others. We are extremely pleased to announce that Quarter 3 FY 2024 was recorded as the quarter with the highest revenues for Deep on both consolidated and standalone basis. Additionally, during this quarter, we established a subsidiary in Dubai named Beluga International, a wholly-owned subsidiary of Dolphin Offshore Limited. The revival plan of Dolphin is progressing as anticipated. We are already receiving a good amount of expression of interest for charter hiring of this asset. On the national front, India's natural gas consumption is expected to increase by 25 billion cubic meters, with an average annual growth of 9% until 2024, according to the International Energy Agency. This growth is supported by rising infrastructure and favorable environment policies. Industrial consumers are projected to contribute 40% to India's net demand growth, with additional demand from residential, transport, and energy sectors. The demand environment is particularly looking very exciting, as fresh large CapEx plans have been announced by not only the PSUs but also large private players. Further, the current demand scenario is so strong that services businesses like us are operating at nearly full capacity, which is facilitating a benign pricing environment in the medium to long term. Strong demand environment coupled with a benign pricing outlook is ensuring profitable and durable growth in coming years. KN Oil and Gas, a Vedanta Group company, has announced a $700 million investment to enhance drilling infrastructure at its 100 exploratory wells in the country. We remain optimistic about the robust bidding pipeline for Deep, which is expected to remain strong in the foreseeable future. With that, I would like to invite Mr. Rohan Shah, CFO and Director of Finance, to discuss financial performance for the first quarter of FY 2024. Thank you, and over to you, Mr. Rohan.
Thank you. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for your presence today. I am honored to offer a concise overview of our company's financial performance for Quarter 3 and nine months ended on 31st December 2023. Subsequently, we will welcome your inquiries and insight. To ensure an equitable assessment, we will be assessing the figures through a year-over-year comparison. Let's begin with consolidated financial performance for this quarter, Quarter 3 FY 2024. I am thrilled to announce that Deep has demonstrated exceptional performance, surpassing the achievement of the corresponding quarter of the previous year. The consolidated revenue from operations for the quarter has surged to rupees 105 crore, making increase of 6.8% compared to the same quarter last year, ending on 31st December 22. Notably, the consolidated EBITDA for the quarter has surged to rupees 49 crore with EBITDA margin of 46.9%, representing a remarkable 17.8% absolute value increase from the quarter concluded on 31st December 22. Furthermore, the consolidated profit after tax for the quarter has risen to rupees 28 crore, boosting a PAT margin of 26.6%, denoting a significant 12% absolute value enhancement for the quarter concluded on 31st December 22. Now turning to 9 months ended on 31st December 2023 performance, I am pleased to report that our performance has been very robust over these 9 months compared to 9 months ended on 31st December 22. The revenue from operation for this period has surged to rupees 307 crore, illustrating a 29.2% increase compared to the same period over the previous year. The EBITDA for 9 months has reached to rupees 102 crore with EBITDA margin of 47.5%, showcasing a commendable 42.2% absolute value surge compared to the last 9 months concluded on 31st December 22. Moreover, the PAT for 9 months has risen to 88.49 crore, accompanied by PAT margin of 28.8%, signifying a noteworthy 45% absolute value growth compared to 9 months concluded on 31st December 22. In conclusion, the performance in Q3 and first 9 months of FY24 indicates a positive trajectory for the final quarter for this fiscal year and close this year on an extremely positive note. With that, I welcome any questions from the audience. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask questions may please press star and 1 on their touchtone phone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use only handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Gaurav Sachdeva from Sajak Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, there is an income, other income of 9 crore in this quarter, and in the last quarter also there is element of other income of 9 crore. Could you please tell me what constitutes this other income?
So other income constitutes interest income and other income from our investments as a part of treasury.
So it will be on a recurring basis, 9 crore every quarter?
Yeah, more or less it would be recurring because we are running on good liquidity. So, yes.
So it will be around 40 crores in a year, approximately 36 crores in a year, annually.
So that annually we cannot comment absolute because this liquidity we may deploy in business going forward as well. So, but yes, in near future it should be with same pace.
Okay. And sir, despite we have a great order book of around 1200 crore, and in the last quarter also you told us that the revenues will be increasing in this quarter, but it is still in the same 100 crore near to work. I mean, when will the revenues increase?
Yes, so in this quarter we have some appearing some marginal increase in top line, but probably by quarter four, it should come up with the pace, and the numbers we were anticipating for this financial year, I think we are right on those tracks, and this year we would be closing as per our expected growth numbers only.
Sir, in the last quarter, do you think Dolphin Offshore will start contributing or it will be going in the next financial year?
Yeah, so we are hopeful that at least for a month it should contribute, but that all depends on the work to be completed. So yes, it can,
Sir, are we getting some line of, I mean, some getting orders for Dolphin Offshore? Or we are bidding something or something like that? Can you please elaborate?
Yes, so we have received expression of interest for that particular asset which we are will be deploying. So the rates which we are getting in EOI are quite lucrative, and we believe we should get good rates immediately once our asset is up and running.
And what is the revenue you are expecting in the next financial year for the Dolphin International?
So on full year basis, we can expect almost 90 to 100 crore top line from Dolphin.
And you were expecting the same 20% increase for the next financial year also for the complete deep industries revenue?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one. The next question is from the line of Gunit Singh from CCIPL. Please go ahead.
Yeah, so I would just like to understand what is the execution timeline for the 1200 CR order book?
It's in between 2.5 to 3 years.
All right. Sir, and what should we consider to be steady state operating margins?
Steady state operating margin should be in range of 42 to 45% EBITDA.
All right. And sir, considering the bid pipeline and the current order book that we have, what kind of numbers are we looking for FY25 in terms of top line, bottom line internally as a target?
So we are anticipating minimum 25% growth year on year in deep industries itself. So the way our bidding pipeline is increasing and the conversion which we are expecting out of this bidding pipeline can definitely help us in growing 25% CAGR.
All right, and that is just for deep industries. And for if we add Dolphin as well, that should add another 80 to 100 CR, if I'm not wrong.
Correct.
All right. And sir, what was the revenue contribution for Dolphin in FY24?
Dolphin in FY24 is negligible. So since its major asset is under refurbishment, it has contributed around just 8 crore in this year.
And sir, what kind of operating margins are we looking at for Dolphin?
Dolphin, we are looking operating margin of more than 50%.
All right, sir. Thanks. Thank you very much. That's all from my side. Wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. My question was on the bid pipeline. I believe in Q1, we had a bid pipeline of around 500 crores. Q2 was around 800 crores and currently also around 500 crores. However, we are not witnessing major I believe our conversion rate used to be around 40 to 50%, but what we are seeing currently or what has been already is only around a 20% conversion of this bid pipeline. So, any view on that?
So, few of tenders are...
Sorry, sir, we are not able to hear you.
Hello?
Yes, sir, please repeat.
Yeah, so few of tenders are still under evaluation stage, and if you will see in this quarter, we have received order of around 97 crores. So that has been converted out of that bidding pipeline, and still we are focusing on further conversion, of which one or two orders are quite big.
And also okay. The fact is that, you know, the conversion of the order cannot be properly timed. So it might happen that all of the orders may jump in, you know, all that together. And there could be a period where, you know, 1 month or two there would be nothing. So there could not be a proper, you know, timelines to define that when this bidding pipeline could get converted into order. But having said that, as we witness and as we know, there is a strong possibility of these conversions to happen in near future.
Understood. My second question was on the two JVs that we had entered, specifically for the Eurogas, the EPC JV that we had entered. Any progress on that side in terms of orders or any progress over there?
So that particular tender is already bidded and it is under evaluation with the JV with Eurogas, and we are expecting the tender to convert soon.
Okay. Understood. My next question was on Dolphin side. Any progress on the receivables of Dolphin Offshore or any update on that side?
Yes. So we have reached with regards to receivables from ONGC, we have made some sizable progress there, and we believe in few months should be received.
Okay, and once we sign the contract for this barge, how quickly can the barge be deployed and start generating revenue? Will there be again a 6-8 month gestation before we start executing, or it will be much faster over there?
No, no. Once it is in contract, it can start in 1 or 2 months itself. And since we would be taking that barge in the same region where we want to deploy, so I think more than 2 months will not be required. Yeah.
Okay, so we should be able to sign a contract within this year, or we are looking at a Q1 when we sign the contract for this barge?
In all probabilities, it should happen in this financial year. But having said that, there is also a chance that things might get delayed. So on a very safer side, you can consider that Q1 could be the good period to sign the contract.
Okay, understood. My next question was, we made some comments about the Gulf area and the Kuwait oil where we've been shortlisted. Could you please elaborate what this means for us? How big can this opportunity be for us? And then for which segment is this pertaining to?
So in Kuwait oil, we got qualified for various capacities of rigs. The tender is already published by Kuwait Oil Company, and I believe it is due in March or April. So the size is huge, but our company in India intending to bid some of the rigs in that region. So that will depend on the market intel that we are working on. So having said that, getting qualification in KOC in itself is a big task. So once we have got qualified, now that stands another chance that we would be allowed to bid for those tenders. Outcome, of course, depends on the tenders once they are submitted. But the opportunity is big. In terms, I believe they would be asking more than 25 to 30 rigs, although we are not going to bid for all of them, maybe few of them. But that will depend, as the dates progress near.
Okay, understood. We had ordered two rigs, I believe, one for Ceylon and one for ONGC, two new rigs. When do we expect these rigs to start generating revenue, from Q4 onwards, or this will be from Q1 onwards?
So Ceylon rig is already under mobilization, and maybe a week from now, the operations will start. Regarding the rig that we had ordered for Bokaro is already ready. We had already done a third-party inspection. It's lying in China. So in all probability, we expect that the rigs would get shipped in March, and we would be in a position to start the operations probably in April or May.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Sagar Dhanna from Alchemy Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hi, Rohan bhai.
Hi, Sagar bhai.
So, what is the kind of capex or kind of assets that have come on stream in Q3?
So, in Q3, compressor, one of compressor packages for a project with ONGC Ballol has came up, and all other, these two rigs which we are adding are under capital work in progress, so it would come in Q4 in our asset book.
So Q3 and Q4 put together, what would be the quantum of capex?
It would be around 100 CR.
100 CR. And what is the cash and equivalent on books as on date?
As on date, we have a liquidity on hand of around 131 CR.
130 CR. Got it. And in next financial year, what is the kind of capex are we looking at in FY25?
Sagar, as you know, for us, CapEx is always backed by firm order. So we might add one or two rigs going further. And of course, compressor packages as and when required based on the awards. To quantify in numbers is little difficult, but you can say around 100 CR in next year as well.
Got it. And how is our subsidiary RAK doing?
Sorry?
How is our subsidiary doing for the CNG packages, RAS equipment?
Yeah, so that subsidiary is doing well, but not as per our expectation. So the demand which we were anticipating for CNG boosters is not coming up as we estimated.
Got it. Got it. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ankur Savaria from an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. My question is, so what is the total accumulated loss that we have from our dolphin business that we acquired?
So we have accumulated loss of more than 100 crore in dolphin.
And that would be reflecting from the next quarter or the next year?
Yeah, yeah. So we can say that up to 100 crores of taxable income will not be required to pay tax.
And that will be from next quarter or first quarter of next year?
Yeah, it's like you can start claiming from this year itself. It is just a loss appearing in your available loss in income tax, which you can start utilizing from day one itself.
And when are you planning to take that, sir?
Sorry?
When are you planning to show in your books the accumulated loss?
No, no, that loss is under income tax. It will not come into books.
Look, in consolidated basis, once you have to pay income tax, so you, it is up to you as to when you deduct it from your tax payable, right?
No, I didn't get you. In fact, if you have carry forward loss, you need not to make income tax provision.
Yeah, but right now, since you are paying about 25% tax, you
that
are not taking...
Benefit,
yeah, on consolidated basis, have you started taking the benefit of it or not?
No, that is not allowed under income tax. That loss you can use in the same company where you have the loss.
Okay, 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 I got it. So when we will come in the... when Dolphin will start making revenues, then only you can take the benefit of it.
Correct.
One more thing is that your order book is increasing quarter after quarter, and that is a very good thing. And as per your presentation and your talks earlier, we are almost running on 100% capacity. So in order to grow the revenue, I'm sure that you will have to catch up either by increasing your capacity and completing your order books in a shorter period of time. So when do we expect this to happen?
For us, this order book is for fixed tenure, so we cannot complete it in before time because our services are 24/7 continuous supply of service. So that we cannot achieve before time. But yes, going forward, with an addition in this order book will definitely result into additional revenue.
Okay, sir. Thanks a lot. That's it from my side. All the best.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Sahir Sachdev from GrowFlow. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So my question is regarding the JV, not the Eurogas JV, but the other one. You talked about the bidding in higher capacity drilling rigs. You said that there was some particular requirement which you could not qualify for. So
Sorry.
Could you shed some light on the same? Is there any update on that? And could you give, just more light on why there was why we didn't qualify?
As I said previously, with the JV, with Focus Energy, we could not qualify for higher capacity rigs because their qualifications were not sufficient enough to get those contracts.
Okay.
So that tender is already over, and we are technically out of that tender. So there is nothing or new development on that particular JV.
All right. Yeah, I just had that one question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the next question from the line of Ankur Kumar from Alpha Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for taking my question. Sir, my first question is on the RAS equipment subsidy side. So you are saying that we are not getting lot of, we are not seeing lot of traction. Can you comment? Is that, is the market slow or like what is the issue?
Yeah, so we feel there is a little slow trend prevailing in the market. It's not about other company. So we or any other company across India would be facing the similar issues. And I believe closer to the dates or closer to, you know, the completion of the dates, what all these companies would have committed to government. The moment they get closer to the date, I believe then there would be the requirement and the flow of these equipments around. So for now, we are witnessing from last two quarters, the demand is almost very, very low. Going forward, we expect or anticipate that that demand should again surge up. But having said that, it is very difficult to time out that how long would that take.
So in terms of order book, etc., are we seeing any improvement or is it like slow only right now?
No, it is slow. It is definitely slow.
And in terms
you
of market...
You mean to say for RAS, right? You mean to say for RAS or for the...
I was asking for RAS only.
Yeah, it's slow.
So in terms of market share and all, how is the RAS placed in terms of market share and for the industry?
We have already completed few orders that we already had. We have delivered some equipments. We are in some of the equipments are about to get delivered. And we are expecting few orders to come in. It would be very difficult to quantify, or maybe I can come back to you on this. One question.
Sir, and on the side, sir, you said we are on track to meet our targets for this year. So what are our targets? As in for fourth quarter, what should we be expecting?
So we cannot exactly quantify how and what we can reach. But yes, it would be definitely quite good than previous quarter.
Yeah. Got it, sir. Thank you and all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Alisha Mahavla from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Good morning. Thank you for the opportunity. Most of my questions have been answered. Just a question on margins. I don't know if this was touched upon earlier. We did say that steady state of sustainable margins should be in the range of 40-45%. But last two quarters, we've been doing close to 38%, which is also the kind of margins we clocked in for full year last year. So what is the reason for these depressed margins and what will it take for us to go back to the 40% plus band?
Hi, Alisha. I believe our current EBITDA is more than 42% only. I'm not sure which percentage.
Excluding other income?
Yeah, excluding other income, it is in range of 40%, which we believe should improve by 42-43%.
There are a number of times that all the equipments, while they come up, there could be amount of refurbishment that has gone. So maybe a couple of percentages, maybe here and there, but we are also still on the same trend and line. It cannot be symmetrical to the numbers that could be defined, because this industry definitely has a lot of equipments and a lot of equipments require the refurbishing. Now, once they start refurbishing, these percentages may differ, a couple of percentages maybe here and there.
Okay, I still think that the number is 38. I think I'll just touch base with you offline for this. And in the current order book of 1200 crores, can we get the split between rigs, compressors and dehydration?
Yeah, so out of this 1200 crore, almost 450 crore is for rigs.
Okay.
And almost 500 crore from gas compressor packages.
And this is not the RAS business, right?
No. This is services order book breakup only. Rest is with other services and RAS.
Understood. Okay. Yeah, great. I think that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Gaurav Sachdeva from Sajag Securities. Please go ahead.
Sir, just my last question is, what is the income tax rate we are subject to? Is it 25% or lesser?
Yes, 25%.
Yeah, thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wishes to ask questions may please press star and one now. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Moneybee Investment Advisors. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the follow-up. My first question was on Dolphin. In the board meeting, we've taken a resolution to sell off the building at Raheja Towers. What sort of valuation are we looking over here, or what sort of cash flow do we expect from this sale? And how do we plan to utilize this in Dolphin?
We have plans to work on an asset light model, so we don't need these offices or something of the real estate things. So we can still get these offices on a rental, and we wish to utilize this amount for our own business, for either refurbishing the existing equipment or buying the new offshore equipment.
Okay, so have we started working on other offshore activities in Dolphin apart from the barge, or
we have already started giving some expressions to our clients. We are working on bidding some of the tenders in offshore space. So I think it will still take us a quarter more to get, because there was a lot of things to be done to revive the company, get the documentation done and all. So I think in next quarter we should be in a position to bid for these tenders, and we can definitely, we are sure that we will have a huge amount of outcome coming in, because as it is, there is a huge demand in the industry and there is a lot of vacuum for the services provider in this segment.
Sure. My last question was, there are a lot of investments that are happening into the hydrogen sector. Any part that Deep can play, or any services that Deep can offer, are we working towards this, how we can cater to this market?
So definitely our thought process is more aligned towards the equipment. So today we are packaging CNG compressors. So going forward, we are working on the biogas compressors and hydrogen compressors as time permits. But that is the only thing that we are looking for now for getting into this segment, having full connection in this segment. So the moment things get transferred to hydrogen, we'll also have something working on the compressor side for this application.
Okay. So our existing this you're talking about in the TAS subsidiary, right?
Or that's right.
Okay. So our existing product can cater to these segments, or we have to develop a new product for that?
That requires a lot of development on that.
Okay. Sure. Thanks. That's all from that.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I would now like to hand the conference over to company's management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, everyone. On behalf of Deep Industries Limited, we would be happy to address your question if you have any further questions. You may connect to us directly or through Essential. Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. On behalf of Deep Industries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.